to Syria first, after days of fighting in the southwest of the country between two tribes and government forces. A reported 350 deaths, 3 days of Israeli bombing of Syria, and now a US-brokered agreement to stop. William Christou is with us. He's a freelance journalist based in Beirut. William, good morning. Thanks for taking our call today.
Good morning.
How did a mugging of a businessman on a motorway last week lead to one of the worst outbreaks of violence in Syria since the collapse of the Assad regime?
So I think this is a powder keg that has been waiting to blow for a while. Since the fall of Assad in December, the status of the Druze majority province in the south has been unclear within the greater Syrian state. And there's been clashes before, which have been managed to be calmed down. But this just seemed to boil over and happen at the perfect time. When the Syrian security forces, the state security forces, entered to supposedly calm down the conflict between the Arab tribes and the Druze, the Druze were mistrustful of their intentions, which speaks to a long-held suspicion.
Israel says it bombed Syria to protect the Druze people. Why would they do that?
So immediately after the fall of Assad, Israeli troops pushed past the agreed-upon UN line with Syria and started taking territory, which they've held since. And pretty soon after, they sort of styled themselves as the protector of the Druze interests in southern Syria. The Druze have said time and time again that they didn't ask for this protection, that they didn't want to feel like a foreign proxy or viewed with suspicion within the country. This time, though, as the fighting continued and reports of abuses of civilians started to pour in, Druze I spoke to for the first time ever actually said they didn't care if it was Israel that was helping us, helping them. They just wanted some form of international protection.
Why wouldn't Israel have intervened to help the Druze people during the many years of civil war in the country? Why now?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, it happens at a time when Israel has a new interest in the country, and they're intervening. I mean, it depends on who you ask, but many analysts say that Israel's strategy towards Syria's new leaders is to keep Syria weak and divided, so they have a country on their border, which doesn't pose a threat militarily. And one of the ways to keep a country divided is to play the different groups within it. And in Syria, cleavages are typically along religious lines. So it seems that this is part of the strategy.
Why has the US got involved?
So Donald Trump has really sort of, or under the Donald Trump administration, the diplomacy with Syria has really been accelerated. Syria was under some of the world's toughest sanctions up until about May. And the new leaders were engaged in diplomacy, very slow diplomacy, to get rid of those sanctions. Well, in May, Donald Trump blew that all up, and Saudi declaring with a wave of his hand that sanctions are over. Since then, his Middle East envoy has taken a big interest in Syria, and particularly because they're pushing Syria to be one of the new countries to join the Abraham Accords. But for that to happen, there needs to be no fighting between Israel and Syria.
You're reporting to us from Beirut, and the casualties from what's happened around Suweida, the city where this violence was centred, are being reported and accredited to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. They're a UK-based monitoring group. Are international journalists able to operate a report from Syria at all?
From Syria, yes. From Suweida at the moment, unless you were there before the conflict started, no, because the road between Damascus and Suweida was cut off. But there are many activists from Suweida, and they've been helping connect journalists, including myself, with people within the city who are quite eager to speak. And as the fighting has gone on for the past 3 or 4 days, we've been speaking to people within the city who've been sharing pretty horrific accounts of violence from there.
William, thank you very much for speaking to us. William Christnow is a freelance journalist based in Beirut. It's 7:15.